Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
On the way, a chance to qualify for those Seahawks tickets that we're giving away. Oh, by the way, I have for you three fellas in here.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, something very important.
No, I was there. You of all people at this point are fine at this point, yeah. Okay. That man right there.
Yeah.
You mean Warren?
Yeah. He's his focus has wandered, let's say.
I know.
Warren, do you wear stocking caps? Or
yes.
Beanies, as you
yes.
wear? Like
yes.
if you're out plowing snow
oh,
or
absolutely.
Something
I
in
do,
cold
sure.
weather.
Uh-huh.
I will give you a Coyote Country one.
Well, thank you. That's wow.
Monty,
yes,
do you
please.
Wear beanies?
Yeah, the snowplow.
Would you like a Coyote Country beanie?
I would love one.
That's
Jay.
Great.
That would
Bruce?
Be awesome.
I wear them.
Would you like to say, Sam, I am?
I wear them, I am.
Would you like one?
I'd love one.
Okay, all right. And we're also going to give people listening a chance to win one, too, coming up before we get out of here at 10.
Cool.
So,
fabulous, thanks.
So no, is no worries. It just a stock gray hat with
it's
a
black.
Sticker, a window sticker
black
on the
hat.
Front?
No, it's black and it has like a patch.
Ooh, the patch.
Window sticker?
Yeah, no, it's
just
a
kidding,
rubberized.
Jay.
It's rubberized. It's weird. So I've never actually seen one like
oh,
it
really?
Before. So it's kind of it's different, yeah.
I'm happy again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all it took.
Throat huh? punch coming in. Three. Two.
So here's what we do to make Warren happy. Hey, Warren, there's cinnamon rolls. Oh, I'm happy.
Oh, yummy.
30 minutes later, guys, there's chili. Oh, I'm happy. You just got to know how to keep him
hey,
going.
Hey, there's a Hallmark movie on.
Oh,
Now he's sad.
He's sad, see, guys. Guys, a couple of quick things for Kevin. I don't know if you have a hot topic for the fellas here. I just want to get a couple of quick things out. You know the Tortuga Music Festival that they have every year?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I don't either. It's
Tortuga, of course, meaning slow turtle.
It's in Fort Lauderdale. It's a big one. It's a big music festival. They had just announced it's Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, and Keith Urban as the headliners.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
It's a pretty good one.
That'll
yeah,
do.
Good on that. I also did see the story that Sydney Sweeney, you know, famously from Spokane,
mm-hmm.
the actress who was in the last movie she was in, I think, well, the one before that, the most popular one probably was Anyone But You. Is that fair, Kevin?
I think that's fair for the movies, yeah.
$2 million is what she made.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
That's not a lot of money.
No.
$2 million is a lot for a normal person.
No.
But for somebody who was in a very successful movie as a lead character, probably not.
Not that much.
But when it does well, then your fee goes up to $7.5 million for her next movie. Now we're talking. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. I did want to do one would you rather.
Oh, boy.
Since Warren was complaining about snow, he said, Deer Park is supposed to snow today. I got to plow. I got to be grumpy. I got to watch a Hallmark movie. I'm
oh, I loved all the other stuff.
Warren, would you rather, and for all y'all, would you rather never see snow again or never have it 100 degrees again?
Doggone it. Probably never have it 100 degrees again.
Never 100 degrees. Okay. Bruce?
I'll have to go with the 100 degrees.
Okay. And Monty?
I'm going to go with the snow.
Never see snow again. You don't care about snow. You don't play in it. You don't do anything fun with it. You just have to move it out of the way.
Yep. Just, it's a pain in my
head. Yeah. I'm with you. Hmm. What do you say, Steve?
Hmm. Yeah, Steve.
That is a tough one. Maybe the snow.
How tough is it?
He's, you know, that Minnesota boy coming out there.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Kevin?
I would have to take never seeing a 100-degree day again. Even though I don't mind an occasional 100-degree day, it's just I can't imagine not having a chance of ever seeing snow. Like, just the dream of a white Christmas.
It's overrated.
It is. Yeah. It gives you a different feeling.
There's a nostalgia.
It does give you a different feeling.
It's a joke, people. Don't yeah.
No, but I'm with you, Monty. It is, and I really only want it for like that week, and then
I
want it to be gone.
That's it. A lot of people
never
are like
see
that too.
It again.
I'm just, you know, if I want to see snow, let me just go to it, where it is in the mountains.
So up in the mountains, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well,
it just creates such.
I kind of always wanted to say that to you. Go to it, Monty.
All right.
Okay.
Throw a punch.
At what point would you say, does the temperature thing change? Like if you say, if it was 90, that's a lot different.
Mm.
Would you then say snow or would you still say 90? What do you think, Warren?
I'd say 90.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Don't like it.
Kevin, would you say, if it's 90, like you never see snow or you never see it above 90 ever again, would you still say the temperature thing?
Yeah, I'd lean more towards the snow, but If it's in the upper 80s, I'm probably going to be good. Happy. Yeah,
you're still good with it. Okay, I put it up on our poll, up on Twitter or X if you prefer.
Oh, I guess there's another qualifier that needs to happen here.
Okay.
So do the bitter cold?
Well, I mean, we just kind of lends itself to the snow. But it is two separate topics.
It is.
Because like really the below zero thing, it usually doesn't snow.
Right.
I think we all know the answer to that one. Nobody wants that.
Right.
Right.
Boy, I sure wish it was 10 below today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
I don't know, Kevin. You want to wait or you want to do a brief one here?
I better wait on this one.
Going to take
a
little too long.
That one could be a little bit too long.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to start one that's going to take a minute.
Could be a doozy.
No, not with this crew.
Okay. Oh, come on, Kevin.
You want to tease it and we'll let the boys think about it for a minute?
Yeah, because it's one they could think about.
Okay.
It's talking about, what decade do we miss the most? What decade?
And you're not talking about I miss my 20s and 30s.
Yeah, not your 20s or your 30s.
Gotcha.
An era.
But, the 80s, the 90s.
Okay.
60s, 70s, yeah.
Yeah, that is going to take a minute.
Which era, which decade do you miss? And we have the actual results and the things that people said they missed the most.
All right, coming up. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
No names for any pieces of equipment, Bruce, at all?
Well, I have a little automobile.
Okay.
It's a little Geo Tracker.
Okay.
Peanut.
You call it
Peanut? Peanut.
Yeah. Kevin James.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Hot Topics.
Ooh, I should put on the poll, do you watch Hallmark movies?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, do it. That's seriously. A great
poll. I will, because it also started a conversation on the text line after you said how much you disliked them. Uh-oh. There was many people who were like, I'm with Warren, but then there's the passionate ones who are like, what?
I know.
They're the best. So I'll put it on the poll. You can follow us on X or Twitter if you prefer, Jay and Kevin. All right.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, well, let's do it. 24% of the vote. That was the number one winner of the which decade do we miss the most? Mm. Which one are we most nostalgic about? What would we really like to have back in our lives?
Warren, what decade do you like?
70s.
70s, yeah. Because?
Well, I got my driver's license. I was in high school, running around with my buddies. Had a car finally,
Yes, a lot of it, of course, is going to really be related to directly where you were in life at that moment.
Yeah, sure. And it was a fun time. And I didn't realize how fun it was.
Was there other things about the 70s, though, that were great, like big scale for everybody, not necessarily...
Price of gas, maybe?
Okay, price of gas.
Yeah, simpler time for sure.
30, on an average, what, 35 cents?
Music was like music. They always say that was like the... love and peace era, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was a few global conflicts in the 70s. Yeah. But, I mean, the 60s.
Yeah, but isn't that... Late 60s, early 70s. Stuff?
Yeah, that's more 60s, I think.
It is. Late 60s, yeah. Early 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Kevin was born in the 70s, so that makes that a great decade.
Well, yeah. True. Yeah. Start a whole decade.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear what yours is, Jay, only because you kind of transcend two different decades for your... the 70s and 80s were kind of in your middle.
Right, yeah.
Between 79 and 83.
Yeah, and graduated from high school in 80, so right. Yeah. In 1980, how old were you in 1980, Bruce? Math is hard, I know.
30?
Yeah, 30.
Probably pretty close. Yeah, you're probably like Steve's age, I would imagine. Yeah. You're just a young whippersnapper.
I was a whippersnapper.
Your whole life in front of you. Had you already been in the military by the time you were 30?
Oh, yeah.
And out?
And out.
Okay, wow. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Steve hasn't accomplished hardly anything other than working for this show.
What is your favorite decade count that? Then, Bruce?
I don't count that.
That's
Steve.
Right. Two can play this game, Jay.
The 60s for me.
60s?
That is for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good music.
Good music, love, peace, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be solidly in the 80s.
80s for sure?
Yeah, for sure. Just a toe dip in the water into the 70s, but mostly 80s.
Mostly in the 80s. I mean, people love the 90s for music reasons, for country music in particular. That's obviously, it's a huge craze. And that probably will, Kevin, I don't think the 90s music, the phenomenon of a 90s country will probably never go away. Do you think?
No, never, ever.
It's just so everybody's like, man, I wish it was like that again. Not necessarily the decade, but at least the decade of
music.
Well,
I will tell you that the 90s did win the poll. It was the number one answer from people. They missed the 90s. And the thing they said they missed the most was
Michael Jordan
music, 90s music. 90s sports is in there, Steve.
Okay. Okay.
90s sports is a part of it as well. And then movies and TV shows. But it was 90s music, country music, and, you know, just as we like to call them, regular songs.
Regular songs. Yeah, right.
Were what people said, yeah, man, the 90s. That's what I miss. That's my spot.
Well, Friends, Simpsons, you know, those shows all started and ran. Seinfeld was probably, right, Steve? Seinfeld was 90s.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, and don't a lot even, of cool I TV. Mean,
you start looking at movies from the 90s, there's some real class. I mean, just staying power.
Independence Day.
Yeah, the internet.
Mm-hmm. The beginning of.
That was pretty good.
That's something else.
That was probably pretty good.
They also listed video games. You were something sure. people yeah. began to love.
Oh, okay.
I could see it.
Makes sense. I'm 90s would be my answer. I do think that the 90s music, where I was in life doesn't even seem to
it's not as impactful.
Play such a role as it does just all the other fun stuff of the 90s.
So where did you land, Jay?
I probably would have been the 80s just because of where I was in life, I would think. Yeah. Just, you're trying to get your career going. You're young. You know, got my first pickup, got my first dog, all that first stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But that's more in relation to me because that was when I was in my 20s. And if you have to choose the decade of what you wanted, to, you know, your age, that I think is a way different thing.
It is.
Like people would probably mostly pick 20s and 30s, maybe? What would you pick of your own life?
Pre-20s.
Pre-20s, okay.
Yeah, because, I did so much traveling in the 80s.
That's true.
I mean, that there's
before you turned 20.
There was so high school. Yeah, there was so much memory involved in the 80s.
That's a good point. Warren, 20s, 30s?
Well, even back to, like, early teens, because we got a color TV.
Oh, man, yeah, yeah.
That was huge.
And all you did was ride your bike around and fool around, play, and just
Scoof
around. Bruce, what decade of your life?
I'd still go back to the 60s.
Which would put you in your
teens.
Teens and 20s. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting. You guys go back that far. Kevin, would you choose 20s, Kevin, or would you be in your teens? Or what would you be?
I think 30s.
30s. You okay?
Yeah.
Definitely not this decade, according to that cough.
Get choked up.
Literally.
Talking about these good days.
So,
Steve, which of the two decades and a little bit more would you go back to?
I don't know. I might cough. I don't know. Probably 20s. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Good time.
The early 2000s, you mean?
No, the 2010s. Steve's just in a different boat. Steve, do you enjoy hanging out with all old people?
No.
Okay.
No, boy, that was good and quick.
Dang. But we enjoy him.
No. You know the term one-way street, Warren. Have you heard it?
I have.
Yeah, well, you're living it, friend.
Yield.
I remember part of that question, Kevin, was what you would bring back.
Mm-hmm. From that decade?
From that decade. Is there anything specific that you're looking for? I mean,
that was the stuff that they just said that was what people missed the most was, you know, the music, the movies, the TV shows. That's what made them nostalgic for that era.
I think a big part of it for me is that, we're all so tied to our phones now.
Well, absolutely.
And I know that,
Warren's disconnected about 15 minutes ago.
No, I'm listening.
You bet you are.
But there was so much freedom from that when
for sure
in the day. You didn't worry about leaving the house without a phone. You didn't have a phone to leave the house with.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, the pluses and minuses are.
I just thought about that yesterday. I was just heading out to the post office. I'm like, oh, I forgot my phone. Well, who cares? I'm going 5 minutes away.
Right. Yeah.
I don't really need it, so I just drove away.
If you can convince yourself you don't need it.
Yeah. As long as you have a dime for the phone booth.
A dime.
What did we do when we didn't call home to see if we needed anything from the store? You know, you're like, hey, I'm on my way home. Do you need anything? You got home and didn't have milk. Darn.
That's it.
Live with it.
Left with a list.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. You did.
Way back when, or if I see you again, baby, you ever wonder
Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty then, it's going to be time for some big money, we hope. We're going to try to give away Jay and Kevin's big jackpot coming.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did I scare you guys when I said, hey guys?
Yeah, a little bit. And yeah, even me.
You notice how
it
we all
seemed serious.
We was talking.
I got quiet.
Yeah, that's wow.
Weird.
I know.
That was weird.
Very rare.
Well, we know when we get the look from Jay.
Kevin James.
What was the comment this morning, Bruce, when Warren said he should silence my phone.
Yes.
And everything else.
And myself.
And yourself.
Bruce said, what about the rest of you?
There it is.
Yeah, that's what it was.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We got about a half hour left of the show here, and we're going to try to give away some money here, unless Warren would like to be on the phone with his friends.
No, I'm good. Thank you. Actually, it was my cousin, but nevertheless.
Still a friend, no?
Peacock. Oh, yeah, he's a good friend.
All right.
Like a brother to me.
I don't know that we got to throw labels around.
Okay. Did you refer to him as CD?
Yeah, Cousin Dwayne.
Cousin, that was, okay, I thought that's what I heard.
Yeah, yes, I did.
CD. What do you think of when you hear the initial CD, Bruce, other than Cousin Dwayne, clearly?
Money. Bonds.
A CD, okay. And what do you think of, Monty?
Compact disc.
A compact disc, yeah.
That makes
Steve,
sense.
What do you think of when you hear a CD?
Yeah, compact disc.
Warren, I guess Cousin Dwayne is all you
Cousin
think
Dwayne
of.
Cousin Dwayne and the CD I listened to on the way to town.
The thing with me, oh, you do?
Yeah.
What, Coyote Country doesn't work on your radio?
Oh, it works wonderful. And I did listen to it as well. But I listened to a little.
So you listened to them both at the same time?
No.
How's that work?
Not good.
Yeah, you get in the face now.
I listened to Creedence Clearwater Revival.
CCR.
Sorry, I didn't play that.
Born on the Bayou. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Kevin?
It's your show.
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide.
I believe that's CO2.
That's CD.
Good night. Well, isn't that something, guys?
Isn't that something?
Oh, wow. How about that? Steve, who'd you say was on the phone?
Sharon.
Oh, yeah, Sharon. I'm sorry.
Poor Sharon.
What are we doing? Hey,
poor Sharon. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
What's going on here?
Yeah. Sharon.
I'm good.
Everything going okay?
Oh, it's just... It's
going great.
What do you think of when you hear the initials CD, Sharon?
Compact disc?
Yeah. I think that's probably the most common, yeah. I think of CD Lamb. Is he on your fantasy football team at all, Sharon, or no?
No, I'm not a fan of football right now.
Oh, because of your team not doing well?
No, just because I'm really busy.
Oh, well, that's fair. Yeah, that's obviously. See, I don't know why, but I feel like now is the time of the year where people seem to get the most busy.
Yeah.
You know, holidays and changing of the weather. You've heard about it, right?
I have. Oh, yeah.
You got to change your clocks.
Somebody in your life who maybe likes football too much right now?
No, not really.
Okay, I just wondered because that was one of those like, hey, we're really busy, but I've got a husband who thinks we can watch football all day.
It seemed like you were really fishing there, Kevin. I don't know, a little bit.
It's time to renew that subscription to Hallmark Channel.
All right, let's play the game.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Okay, your clues, Sharon, are basically it's a round dollar figure, and it is more than $401. Is that right, Steve? Okay. I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that is it.
More than $401. What do you think it is, Sharon?
$414.
Fingers crossed. Here we go.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
We're looking for $414, and it'll be in Sharon's pocketbook.
$417.
Oh, man. Boy, that was right there. Dang it.
Son of an ugly bear.
Sorry about that, Sharon. The good news is...
You got to hear that.
Yes, you got to hear Warren. The good news is it'll increase, and when Jim plays it at 3:30 this afternoon, it'll be more than $417, okay?
Woohoo, that's great.
Thank you, Sharon. Have a great weekend.
She's a nice lady.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Right on. Kevin, do you have a clip?
I do.
Okay, let's do it.
Clip of the day.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Yes, sir.
You know when you do something stupid and then you realize it?
No.
And when you realize it, you just have to laugh at yourself.
Sure, yeah.
This is a young lady who had done some shopping, and now she's trying to explain it, like what she was thinking and how it all got goofed up.
It had two, and we were like, well, we only need one knob. And Brent said, we only need one knob. I was like, yeah, well, what are we going to do with this extra knob? I said, it's worth, I don't want to pay that much just for two knobs. You only need one. And then Brent goes, I said, Brent, we're going to get out and get in. Yeah. And neither of us realized that it was wrong.
I think first we said, oh, it's for the back door.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I said, oh, yeah, we have two doors. This will be two.
Oh, my goodness.
See, they were buying doorknobs.
Should we call your mom? And he was like, no, we got to figure it out ourselves.
Oh, no.
So, and then we were like, oh.
But
then
the door has two sides to go in and come out.
The window was up, like, facing vertical. We were like, we don't want it like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
But we also don't understand the key. Like,
you put the key on the inside. Well, there's that, too.
That's nice. They're like, okay, we need a doorknob.
Right.
Why is there two of them?
That's hilarious. Is one for the back door? Yeah. Or does the door have two sides? That's weird. Yeah. Wow.
The door has two sides. Yes, it does.
That's hilarious. I like other, should we call your mom? No, let's figure it out on our own.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, can you imagine? They'd be like, what? What do you mean? No, one's on each side of the door for crying out loud.
Pull time.
Oh, let's run.
Oh, it's pull time.
See what we got here.
Pull time.
Have you ever put barbecue sauce on salmon? Bruce.
That'd be a no for me.
No, Warren?
I'm not sure. I may have. I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, I'm gonna guess no if
I'm
you don't
say
remember.
No,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you don't remember.
Yeah.
It's hey, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Monty, barbecue sauce on salmon.
I was giving it a good thought.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say no on the barbecue.
No, 70-30 for no.
Yeah, you people haven't lived life.
Apparently not.
I cooked salmon yesterday, Steve.
Oh, Steve has,
and yeah. I just couldn't do it.
It's so good.
I'd try it. I mean, it's barbecue sauce.
I'd try it, but it's just not something I'd ever thought of.
Have you ever licked a block of ramen noodles and then sprinkled the flavor on it and then ate it?
Yes.
I think we already know your answer. It's what prompted the poll question, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce?
I'd have to say no to that.
No, you've never licked a block of ramen noodles, no. Then sprinkled the flavor on it, then ate it. Warren?
No.
No. Monty? Probably no, not.
No. Oh, I thought it was going to be a yes.
Kevin, sadly for you, only 12% have, so that means that bad. It is weird. I mean, what was your break? What's your breakdown on 18's
that? 18's where I feel normal.
Yeah. Sadly, no. Is cereal a soup, Warren?
No.
I mean, it has sort of a broth.
It
sort
does.
Of a, I'm just saying.
It's a poison.
It's a poison. Yeah, oh, yeah, here we go. What do you got, Bruce?
There ain't no broth in cereal.
It's milk.
Milk.
Only 7% said yes, Bruce. So you're not alone with that kind
ain't
of
no crying in baseball.
That ain't no broth. Oh, is sauerkraut better than gravy? Monty swallowed his tongue. It'll be a minute before he can answer. Warren?
No, it's not better than gravy.
No, yeah.
I like it, but it's not
Bruce?
Better.
I like gravy better than sauerkraut, mm-hmm. but...
How do they even put those in the same category?
I don't
Who
know,
did
Kevin.
That?
How do they, Kevin?
Well, I was saying that I really enjoy sauerkraut, and Jay's never had it, and he was disgusted
really?
By it.
Well, blah, he puts blah, blah, it on his potatoes, and I was but like, did they run out of gravy?
Oh, I see.
Okay, I just wanted to track into the conversation to put gravy and sauerkraut in the same question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And then I said, well, I think it's better putting the sauerkraut on the potatoes, then
I've never heard of that.
Thank I'm you, great. Bruce. Bruce is disgusted with you right now.
My wife would do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, it's
sour
so
loves sauerkraut. Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, but put it on a hot dog.
not in place
too,
of gravy.
But yeah, you put it on how about, mashed potatoes.
How about there's just no room in the world for sauerkraut?
Ooh,
no,
no.
Well, Kevin, only 11% said yes, so I apologize for that. I feel
yes,
like I feel
yes
like we're kind of picking on you.
I don't agree that it's better than gravy. Like, it is really good.
Kind of where the question lie, though.
And the final one is, what light do you leave on in the kitchen? Your options are stove light, overhead light, like, you know, like in the ceiling, night light, one that you would just have plugged into an outlet, or no light. Monty?
Well, I built a set of lights just for that purpose. So
they're like a recessed light?
No, they're kind of on the shelves.
I show think off. That, is that a would that be a night light then? Or,
kinda,
or
I still, guess it kind of is.
Still night light.
I guess it would be a night light. Yeah.
Okay. Night light. What do you got there, Warren?
In the ceiling, we dim them down.
Oh, so you have the overhead?
Just over the sink.
Okay, I got just you. Oh yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. What do you got, Brewster? Well,
you mean overnight or just
pretty much all the time?
I mean, a lot of people will just leave it on, like either when they're there or if someone's coming over. You know, they just kind of have a light on in the kitchen. There's a song about it. That's what kind of prompted the question.
No, I'm a skinflint. I turn all the lights off.
Such an old term. I haven't heard that in 20 years.
He's a what?
That's why.
That. I don't know what that is.
Skinflint.
Do we need to dump that?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The male artist of the year.
Of the year.
Is the person that's on that magazine that was sitting in front of you this morning. Do you remember his name?
Well, I thought it was Pork Chop, but it's Jelly Roll.
Jelly Kevin Roll. James.
Really? I knew it was something like that.
I thought it was Pork Chop.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it's the time. Let's do it.
Final thoughts.
Monty, are you prepared or do you want to pass?
I didn't realize we're jumping right in. I'll pass for now.
Okay, Warren, final thought?
Well, the final thought is that, I need to get a little bit closer to being ready for winter.
Yeah, it can sneak up on you.
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of work on that this weekend, even if it is raining.
Sure.
And I've got one problem. I poured some spot remover on our dog the other day, and now she's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, that was a little funny.
You got Monty.
I'm not going to lie. Oh.
Wow, that's the first time that's ever happened.
No, there's one other time.
One other time. Score? Yeah. He literally knows.
So he's two
for a million.
Two for 782,000.
Yeah. It was February 2nd of 2003.
I remember. It's like Groundhog's Day all over again. Bruce.
My turn?
Yes, sir.
To carry on with Warren's talk there.
Yes, sir.
I got home from hunting and got my hunting trailer all winterized.
Oh, very good.
And pretty much everything else outside all winterized.
Good
so
for you, buddy.
Let her snow.
That's nice. Yeah, you're ready. But it's a good feeling, though.
Yes, it
is. To be ready. It's not as good, is it, Warren, when you're not ready?
No, and I'm not.
Okay, you got to get going. Stop dragging your feet. You know what? Cut a half hour off a coffee chat.
Yeah.
Well, I could do that. That's difficult, but nevertheless.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. I think Lori wants to watch a program this afternoon, so that's the perfect time.
Easy.
Easy.
Easy. I'm here to help you. Easy. All right. What do you got, Monty?
I am 90% there, Bruce, to follow your...
On the weather?
On the weather, getting ready for. I got a couple little areas that need to be mowed.
Yes. You know, other than agreed. That. I'm with you.
We are actually going Christmas shopping this afternoon.
No way. Wow. In store?
A little different type. Oh. Not for presents, but for decorations for the mini sessions that Kelly has.
Oh, okay, for business purposes. I get you.
So we're going to...
It's still Christmas shopping, Monty.
I know. No. It's decoration time.
Wow. So that's crazy.
Short sessions. So that's like a short time at the rollercade?
Yeah. Mini
short
sessions.
Mini
sessions.
I didn't
say short.
Oh, I thought you said, okay. Well, mini sessions.
Short sessions at the rollercade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't think anybody does.
You're talking about the roller rink.
Yeah. Where you roller skate. It's just a shorter session. Instead of several hours, it's only one.
Now what do you think about hanging out with old people, Steve?
That's great.
Thoughts.
It's almost over, that's why.
I love your dishonesty, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, are we doing a bit?
Are we doing a bit?
Well, somebody is. I don't know who it is.
Someone's playing a game here. I don't know who it is.
We're going to figure it out. Yeah. Once we get back from the rollercade.
Nice roll.
Over to you, Steve-O.
Oh, so yesterday we had a delightful conversation about my dentist.
Oh, yeah. At 2:30?
1:30 was my
appointment. I know, he was bummed. He missed it by an hour.
Yeah, well, I had planned it, didn't realize that it was Halloween. And
whole thing.
There was a lot going into it. But we had a nice conversation about my dentist, who is a very nice fella.
Yeah, Dr. Dan, right?
Yeah, Dr. Dan.
Yeah.
Oh. And I went to my appointment, because he's a listener.
Yes.
And I was expecting, oh, maybe he'll say something or whatever. Didn't even see the guy.
Oh, you saw like his tech or whatever?
The hygienist, yeah.
Thank you, that's it. Thank you.
She did a very good job, cleaning the teeth and everything.
Very nice.
And she goes, let me check with the doctor, see if he needs to see you, whatever. And went over there and then came back and said, no, you're all set.
Wow, I wonder if he was too embarrassed to see you.
Probably from the fame, yeah.
No, I was embarrassed based on my comments.
Well, you just said he was a great dentist. Yeah. I mean, all the things you said were fine. He kind of went down a rabbit hole because of Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, because he said he played baseball in college. And right. So, yeah, he looks athletic. And,
right. That part was a little awkward. That part was a little awkward.
Thoughts.
So now I don't need... I just see the hygienist now when I go.
Yeah, you're probably never going to see him again.
Yeah. Which is okay. It's fine.
All right, Kevin.
It is my turn. Holy cow. Well, it's Friday, November 1st. My computer screen says that right in front of my face.
Yeah, right on.
And I didn't know that this was going to be the weekend, but it is the weekend where, for the first time since May, the middle of May, I have absolutely nothing.
Oh, good for you, dude. That's
not
great.
One thing to work. Like, last weekend was great because it was like, a Halloween party with my brother, and then it was the get-together. But it was 2 days of having plans.
Sure.
I don't have any plan. Like, if I went home today, took my pants off, got in bed, started binge watching some shows, I don't know that I'd have to move again until Monday morning to come to work.
Oh, baby, you're talking my language.
Yeah.
You're going to get in Kevin's pants, your pants on? What are you doing?
Wait.
What language are we talking?
Never mind.
I don't know why we had to know about the pants part, but...
Well, you know how that is. When you go home and you take your pants off, and Jay, you maybe don't do this, but I do all the time. You go home, take your pants off, get your shorts on, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Warren, yeah, you don't do it.
No, no. Warren wears his jeans
so
till it's bedtime.
There's so many people who do this. I know I'm not alone on
Bruce,
this.
Bruce, you change probably into shorts when you get home, right?
No.
No. Sweats?
Yeah, sweatpants.
Sweatpants, yeah. Yeah,
well, that's what I wear to work.
That's pretty cool.
Those are my work clothes, bro.
That is different.
So true, though.
From one sweatpants to the next one. Yeah. Fancy sweatpants.
Those are his dress pants, Bruce.
When you do that, it just means I'm
done.
Not going
anywhere.
Yeah,
I'm done. Yeah, that's it. It's over. Yeah, I get it. Very nice. Well, enjoy.